Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
Well, I woke up early Sunday morning. I had myself a piece of toast, had $50.
I listen to the song 10 times on New Year's Day. Gonna drinking beer.
Why?
Love it. Yeah. Just love it.
Just love it.
Makes you want to
drink?
Drink and go to Mexico.
Okay.
I can sing the song pretty good.
Go ahead.
Sing it.
Yeah. Not the first time you sang it.
You can sing it very good.
If everybody will sing it with me.
I don't know.
No?
No?
He said you can sing it pretty good.
On the border. I'd have to be drinking.
Okay. There you go.
Isn't that what they all say?
Yes.
That's what she said.
I'd have to be drinking. I'd have to be drinking.
If you listen to the lyrics, it's pretty good.
Wow, it's a great song. Good story. When country had stories. None of that new country has any stories.
No, no. It's just about girls on the pickup truck and shorts.
Shaking that, shaking that, shaking that.
Have those short shorts. We got that diamond plate sitting on the back of the truck down by the pier drinking a beer.
You just wrote a song, JD.
I did. I could write any Luke Bryan song in 2 minutes or less. Any one of them.
Do one. Write one up real quick for
it's
the
just,
next break.
It's just, all I got
your
do
heroin
is,
heart will stop on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, there you go.
Did he marry one of the Dixie Chicks, Charlie Robinson?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
That makes sense because they're good story writers too.
They divorced, yeah. Yeah.
And divorce, that makes sense, too, because she's crazy.
She's crazy, and he's a
the
mess.
The blonde one, right?
He's just drunk, isn't he?
He's a major drunk.
That's awesome.
It's fun to watch him on stage.
Well, that's the kind of country guy
up,
you like.
Because he comes yes. up, he's a picture of the country guy. He comes up there, he's in Billy Bob's, he's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, and he's just like, you know, I just don't care that I'm here. But, man,
but he's good.
All the stuff bleeds out of his heart. It's I mean, you could tell. He's lived every word of it.
Have you ever been to Mexico and seen weird scenes? That's why I like this song.
I haven't.
I have, and it's true.
Girl here in Laredo, her name's Pussy Willow Rose. She got that ring around the collar, got that ring hung in her nose. She works there.
She's a whore.
Yes.
Gotcha.
But
she's got no in between like all them other guys in dresses.
She's a tranny whore.
I got you.
Because it's New Year's Day
here on the border.
Good morning, Houston. Good morning. What the hell's going on? Hey, I got some beer in the truck.
Do you?
Shoot.
I'll just go get it for you. Come on.
I didn't say it, did I?
Yeah. I dumped it.
Yeah.
Go get it, will you, JD?
Sure.
It's in my back. It's in the back of my truck. And it's cold outside, so it's nice and cold.
I'll be right back.
I'm serious. It's a heart attack. Right. We're just going to play country and drink beer. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO. See, this is what happens when you listen to good country music. You start drinking.
All those Texans fans are going down to...
They're damn sure drinking. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to drink with them. Because we're going to the Super Bowl.
Woo! Woo!
Ric Flair in the house.
God, I love doing this show. It's our release. This is better than getting laid.
Wow.
800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO. The less we can talk about cars, the happier I am.
Yeah, but they're important part
they
of this show.
They are important.
This show is brought to you by GiveMeTheVIN.com. Those are some good old boys. They'll bid your car and pay for it.
Hey, the
sight
guy,
unseen.
The guy at Westwood One peeks in our show every once in a while in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, man, that guy, he's giving some pretty good money there.
Yeah.
That's some pretty good money on those cars.
That accent, is he Jewish? Is he what?
Yes, he's kind of a Jewish New Yorker, yeah.
He's you know, those guys can sniff out a deal.
He's a member of the tribe.
800-800-723. We had people calling in complaining about the content of our little program last Saturday, and I'd like to formally apologize to each and every one of you that were offended by anything I said when I wasn't here. Because it was a replay. Did you take Best of Bad Things or something?
It was a car-y show. You just, you never know with you, you know? I didn't listen to it all the way through.
Chicarello said the phone was just blowing up with people offended.
No, it wasn't.
What the hell was I saying so bad? Just having fun.
Yeah, you know.
Thank you, JD. I got 18.
good, man.
No.
What happened?
It's 10 in the morning now, man.
But the Houston Texans are in the playoffs,
come
Turley.
On, dude. I'll have one with you. Come
yeah,
on.
Sure. I get if JD drinks one, I'll drink
I've
one with
I've had 7 years of sobriety. Yeah. Enough's enough.
We're quitting because the Texans are in the playoffs.
The Texans are in the playoffs.
Brandon Whedon is leading us to the promised land. Right. Can you see the NFL films now? It was a cold January day, and Brandon Whedon still sucked.
Hey, their defense against Kansas City, whose offense is really just kind of
haven't seen suck until you see Brandon Whedon suck.
Jeez.
We'll be back after this. What's our time?
We got plenty of time. Plenty of time to buy cars, John.
Yeah, let's buy some cars. 800-800-7234. 800-800-7234. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO. Give me year, make, model, miles. I'm assuming they're clean Carfaxes unless you tell me otherwise.
Okay.
So, examples of cars we've bought this week. 2010 Mercedes-Benz 60,000-mile E3 whatever.
Oh, nice car.
I don't know what they're called. E300s, E350s. Yeah. Sport package, white. Gave $19,000. God, I need a list.
How about the little BMW convertible downstairs? What's that?
What
is that
color?
Yours?
It's the 650.
Yeah.
That's the one we talked about at the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah.
A 2010 BMW 650 with 45,000 miles gave
$27,000.
Wow. It's pretty. Okay. Drives great.
Yeah.
Interior's a great shape.
Bought a Rover, gave $28,000 for a 10 Rover with 60 on it.
Some Explorers, some Mazdas.
Buddy of mine's looking for something like a $5,000 car.
They have like 30 of them.
Okay, good. Well, he's got like cash. 200 of them. He's waiting to buy a house, blah, 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 blah. So he wants to buy just a car to get him to there. So like a $5,000 Honda, Toyota, anything like that.
Well, here's what. We'll talk to your buddy if he has his money in his pocket.
He does.
And then he can meet Turley out on a
dark,
Monday.
Dark and lonely
when
night.
He's getting a run ready for the auction.
Okay.
And he'll have his money in his pocket. He'll show it to Turley. And that will be his, instead of a bitter badge, we'll let him in with that.
With that $5,000.
And then Turley will say,
here are your options.
Here's the list of cars that fit that price range. Go to town.
Okay.
And he can actually price them right once the guy comes back.
Okay.
But there'll be zero customer service. We don't sell cars to
I understand
public.
You don't sell cars. I told him that.
We will do it
I know.
When it's easy. I was thinking, Turley, if we put all of our, like if we had a list for the dealers and priced all our cars like in a forum on our site, and then just put plus $1,500 for retail. Do you think the public would be offended? I do.
Yeah.
I think they would just... Okay, so like the posted price is $40,000, right?
Right.
And then if you want it and you're an individual, plus $1,500.
I think people don't think that dealers make that much on it. So they're
that's
offended.
What they're making.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, minimum. They make more than that.
Yeah, that's
minimum. No, they make more than that. Sure.
And I told him that.
And when they said, why would you charge me $1,500 more than what you'd charge a dealer? And I was like... Because I have to talk to you.
There you go. There you go.
Like Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
I don't pay for sex. Yeah, I pay him to leave.
I love it. That's exactly the same.
It's exactly the same. Well, what do you think about this and this and this and this and this? And, blah, 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 and then my wife and then her father-in-law. And then we're going to do this. But we're thinking about moving here. Ah,
you're making my head hurt.
That's plus $1,500.
That's why I enjoy going and buying cars. Because you don't have to do... as much of the reverse side of selling it. You're still doing a little bit of selling.
Yeah.
But
it's more of a commodity.
Yeah.
Well, the whole dealer-to-dealer trade is a lot of commodity trading. And that's what we do. And that's what we open the door to the public, you guys, and let you in on. I don't let you in on the buying side of the wholesale world, but I do let you in on the selling side of the wholesale world. And that's why we advertise we'll beat CarMax, because we just will. I mean, we just will. If you bring us a CarMax offer, we're going to beat it. Dealers out there that have CarMax offers show up, you need to take a picture of that CarMax offer, send it to givemethevin.com, and we will beat it. Unless it's a fake. We had a fake the other day.
Yeah. A dealership got faked, and then we got faked by it.
We didn't get faked. Here's
the
truth of what happened. He said, $38,000 on this Benz. You said, we beat CarMax. If CarMax is $38,000, yeah, we'll beat it, or match it, whatever. And then car shows up and he's like, hey, do you have a picture of that offer letter? And it was a fake. And because it was $4,000 too high.
Wow.
So, but this is a dealership we do a lot of business with. And we're like, dude, y'all need to wake up and don't be so stupid. If you're going to call us in the middle of the night, I mean, if the car's $4,000 off the money, you know, say that. Well, they didn't understand the tax thing, how to figure out if it's a fake. Anyway, okay. We took the car, we bought it from the store, and they owe us $4,000. And just said we'll make it up on the next, you know, 40 cars.
Catch you next time.
Catch you on the next 40.
40 cars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$100 a rib.
Yep.
So that's what we're doing. I said, I'll buy it. But I need 40. Okay, so that's what Chico's supposed to be today. 800-800-7234. But yes, I'll buy your car. I'll buy it so fast it'll make your head spin. And I'll put it right on the money. I'll beat any CarMax offer. If I don't beat a CarMax offer, I will send you a check for $100. And there are some instances when we... The other day, CarMax sold a guy a car.
Okay.
He comes back 4 months later.
4 months?
Yes, and okay. goes to... Gets them to appraise it.
Yeah.
And they hit it real hard.
Second time.
Too hard. Well, okay. No. He bought it from them.
Bought it from them.
Then he's going to sell it back to them four months later.
So they hit it too hard.
So they have some deal in their system where if you're like within 12 months or 8 months, then they're going to overbid your car.
Why?
They're going to overpay because you're a customer that they just sold to.
Okay.
And that's what I was like, why the hell are they hitting this at 17 if it's a $14,000 car?
Okay.
And I mean, I understand them hitting it at 14 and we get 14.5, but not that big a difference.
Right.
And then we pulled up the title history on it and they just bought it from them. That's why.
Mm.
It's like, give the guy $100. Let's go. It's cheaper for me to give the guy $100 and let him go than to wrestle with that one. So there's some instances like that. Or the CarMax buyer's green. He makes $25,000 a year.
Yeah.
And he just screws up.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just makes mistakes. And we let him.
In that case, they get $100.
I send the customer $100.
No questions asked.
All right. I want to see a picture of the CarMax offer letter. And if I don't beat it, and it's current, within a couple weeks old, I'm going to send you... I'm going to send you a $100 check. Okay. So however you slice it, you're going to make $100 minimum by jacking with us. If you're a seller, if you're just goofing around...
Yeah.
No, then
different.
The only caveat is you must...
Okay,
so
real.
So they're $14,000 and we're $14,200. I give you $14,200, you're like, oh, I'm just going to keep it. Come 100?
Yeah, no.
No. www.youremoron.com. No.
No. You just wasted everybody's time.
Right. But well, anyway.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO.
Radio.
I love this tune. General Motors is doing a deal with Uber that's very smart.
What are they doing?
They're renting, leasing Uber drivers brand new GM stock for a special rate.
Really?
Yep. To get passengers in GM cars.
And now, wait a minute. Okay, that makes sense.
It
but
makes sense.
How do you, because an Uber driver can come and go as they please, how do you...
How's the insurance and all that work?
I don't know. What do I look like, a mathematician?
You brought it up.
I'm just telling you the concept. I like it.
Yeah. Yes.
So, I'm an Uber driver. They're doing a special lease rate for Uber drivers.
Okay.
They're not giving them the car.
I understand. They're just giving them a special deal.
But they're giving them a deal.
But you can call yourself an
Uber
driver. Oh,
you're saying you can buy it from, lease it from the GM.
From General Motors.
You get a special deal.
And get a special Uber rate because...
How can you... Well, anyway, I don't know how you prove that. But.
I don't know. I'm sure they figured out a way.
Yeah.
How do you know a CarMax bid sheet's fake?
There's ways.
There's ways. And I'm sure General Motors figure out how to know if you're real Uber.
Okay.
Slap a GPS up your ass. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody buying Powerball tickets? For tonight?
Got one in my pocket right now,
I got Powerballs.
No, I don't want to hear. John,
hey!
Okay, so what happens, Michael, if you win?
Texas goes.
John, you are so screwed.
What happens?
Do you quit?
Did you
I don't think anybody would know.
Did you do the group thing?
No, went in.
No one would know. You'd keep it under. You go out and buy a Lexus ISF first thing you do.
What's the very
first
thing?
That might give it away.
Besides pass out and all those silly jokes, what's honestly, the first thing you buy?
I'd spend it on hookers and cocaine. Okay.
Did you see that? That's what I was going to play. Dang it, you beat me to the punch.
You set
me up.
This is live television.
Oh, were you setting him up?
No, I was trying to get that way. Can you go that way?
You were fluffing him?
I was fluffing him.
Honey, hang on, it'll get there in a minute.
And our top 10 list happens to be the top 10 things you should not buy with your new $800 million lottery winnings.
Well, actually, it's time for that.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was kind of going to let him do his thing and then go into
the
top
10.
What she said.
You want to do that
first? Where's Casey? Got to get him. Wake him up.
Casey, get your dead ass over here.
Coming in. Happy New Year, John. Happy New Year, Michael.
Hey.
We hope you win the lottery.
Me too.
Okay, well, here's some top 10 things you might not want to buy with your $800 million lottery ticket. By the way, we know you only go home with like $300 million. Okay, here's some top 10 things you don't want to buy with it. Number 10, Volkswagen stock. Number 9, Kansas City playoff tickets, because after today, they're going back to KC Town. 3:35. Number 8, Hillary Clinton presidential victory party tickets. Number 7, Jeb Bush yard signs. These are the top 10 things you don't want to buy with your lottery ticket winnings. Number 6, Johnny Manziel cowboy jersey. Number 5, any more lottery tickets ever, you're done, partner. Number 4, Donald Trump chia pet growing hair statues. Number 3, Bill Cosby Rohypnol pudding pops. Number 2, don't buy a hitman to kill your ex. The affluenza defense only works once. And the number 1 thing you don't want to buy with your new $800 million Dallas Cowboy playoff tickets ever. Casey wasn't doing well over the holidays. Sorry.
A lot of people actually do buy lotto tickets after they win.
Do they really?
Hollywood Henderson,
that's right.
Famous cowboy, did that. And he won twice.
He won twice.
Yeah.
He was broke, too, at one point.
Well, yeah.
He was tending bar after being a Dallas Cowboy. He was tending bar for $8 an hour or whatever it was. Sad
or story. You can have a boyfriend that's a crackhead drug dealer. The lotto and then she keeps bailing him out.
The first thing to do is to bail the boyfriend out. Most people say there was a show on called there was a TV show called The Lottery Ruined My Life, and it showed all these people and the average is 5 years, no matter what the value of the lottery ticket is, 5 years from winning to broke or dead. And actually, I personally had a friend that won $24 million in the Texas lottery, and within 5 years, he was dead. He drank himself into...
Did he eat, like, really bad, too, or do you think it's just alcohol?
He partied a lot. In fact, I'll give you the really brief version. They found him on his boat, his 50-foot yacht he had in Florida, and they partied it up, him and his buddies, and they found him on his yacht. He was jaundiced, and his liver was shutting down. Doctor got him. They revived him. They said, you can do anything else for the rest of your life, but don't drink. 2 years later, he drank again, and he died.
He died
6 months later. Once the time he started to drink. His liver shut down.
All your friends are dying.
I noticed that. It must be me.
Well, you stopped drinking. You're still around,
I'm still here. Yeah. There you go. Still here.
Well, now anyway. I'm looking at this 18-pack of Miller's Lite.
Oh, just open it. Have a good time. Come on. Life is short.
You know, I'd like to do that, but I'm looking. Now I'm thinking about the aftermath. What do
you're
I
gonna
do?
You're going to be tired. You're not going to get home, and you fall asleep here on the couch. And
yeah, on, right. Turley,
come on, have one.
Turley's seen me do
have
it.
Have it.
If you drink in the morning.
Yes. You're an alcoholic.
Well, no, then you don't have any. What's the next turn? Where are we going with this? Right.
You gotta go full blast. If you're drinking in the morning, you're going.
You gotta play party music.
All
day. Do you have any party music?
Okay.
I mean, that's New Orleans style.
I need hip hop.
I'll go put this away.
No, don't. No, I'm gonna keep looking at it.
I want to see how far he'd let me take it.
I'm thinking.
I know you are.
It's nice and cold from being in the car last night.
Yep. Is that your ice chest in the back? Is it the redneck way?
I'll have one with you. Come on.
Yeti. My Ford Yeti.
Did you see this on
Speaking of Ford Yeti?
Speaking of the Powerball, I'm gonna admit this is from Facebook. Mm-hmm. How to read your losing Powerball ticket. Mm-hmm. The number 13, the number of car payments you still have to make. Number 28, the number of years you'll have to continue working at your awful job. Number 38, the number of major life mistakes you've made to lead to the near impossible lotto winning being your only hope. Number 51, how many dollars you presently have in your checking account. Number 53, how many times you stood in front of your bathroom mirror rehearsing, telling your coworkers to kiss your ass. And number 18, the number of times you'll recheck this ticket before accepting you never did have a chance.
You want to hear that audio clip? We talked about it, yeah.
So this is live TV. The lady walks up and goes, "Oh, are you very excited?" And the guy goes, "Yeah, I'm excited. You know, your odds are." And she reads off the odds, and then he says, and then she asks,
"Can I ask you, if you won all the money, what would you do with it?"
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh, okay, that's not good. We were hoping for a different answer. That's
a bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Okay, live TV. I feel really stupid now. Thanks for talking to me, though.
It's awesome.
Maybe that would be a lot.
Yeah,
it would be. Yeah, I mean, the amount of money, it's $489, the cash payout. On
okay,
for you know, I haven't been counting. I haven't been thinking about it all.
By the time you take it all out in taxes and everything, I think you go home with $250 million, $300 million. That's still a lot of money John.
Somebody wins.
What would you do?
If I win the lottery?
Would you invest it in the business and continue, or would you just retire and go away?
Oh, no, I'd finish what we were talking about. Yeah, I'd go ahead and pump it on up and knock it on out.
Okay. That's a feather in the cap right there. I mean, it's an accomplishment. Yeah.
Would you tell everyone, or would you just simply keep it under the wraps? And then,
I would like to keep a lid on it like I earned it, but there's no way. Because I would start feeling guilty about like when I bought a jet airplane and immediately.
Like,
listen, it's nobody's business what's in your bank account. Why do you feel the need to tell everyone? Why don't you just say, somebody goes, well, John, where'd you get the money for the jet? Business is good. Yeah. Or the other answer, which is true, I made some good investments. That is a true statement.
True.
You're not lying.
I'm a drug dealer, and I'll kill you.
Yeah. Why don't you ask me again, and I'll kill you and your family. Go ahead. Ask me again.
We'll be right back.
I see my red door. I must have it into black. Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
That's that joint right there. Ooh.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
He really, really, really turned me out. He really, really, really got the goodness. This is an oldie but a goodie.
Is this?
You know what the song's about, JD?
It's irritating.
Listen.
Wally. Yeah, listen.
I give up. Really, really.
Getting on.
It's just old black ass hip hop. Everybody's screwing and drinking. It's all this 18 pack of Miller Lite is what you start with. This and then what's on your ears right now?
You play this at a Texans little tailgate party right here.
Uchi Wally Wally Bang Bang from Nas.
Yeah. Oh, I guarantee this is on somebody's rotation right now.
Mm. Okay. Not mine.
Not yours. No. No.
This is classic art.
It reminds me of parties I've been at.
You've been to parties that's played this?
Oh God, yes. I used to go to all kinds of crazy, insane parties, dude. I've been to raves. I've been to parties where chicks put the glow sticks in their mouths.
Raves, I can see, but not this song. No.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Wearing a Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah. Well, I never wore Hawaiian shirts. I went with all black.
Isn't Nas from Houston?
I don't know. I'm not up on hip hop.
800-800-7234. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO. You call the number. I'll buy your car.
You buy your hoopty hoopty.
It's 10:30. Half the show's over. Now we got a half-ass get serious.
Half-ass get serious.
Because people are waking up and you'll start calling in. And I'll start taking calls. Here's what I want to buy.
What do you want to buy?
I want to buy Corvettes.
Corvettes.
Mm. I want to buy cars that are 3 years old with decent miles. I'll buy anything.
Right.
But what I want to buy, I'm just telling you, if I was giving you a wish list, it's, you know, the Jap cars, the 15s and the 14s.
Yeah.
Man, those are everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, they're not going to bust MMR. They're not going to get it. They don't get any leg.
Right.
He wants a forklift.
I want an 09. There's a big difference. Yeah. I want an 09 Corolla LE. An 09 Corolla. An 09 Corolla S with leather and 40,000 miles.
Wow.
That'll surprise you.
Okay. All right.
I want an 08 King Ranch or any four-wheel drive 08, 09, 10. Under 120 on the clock, four-wheel drive power strokes, okay. A mega cab Dodge, anything.
Subaru.
Four-wheel drive. Subaru,
loaded.
The hot
navigation.
Subaru, Mitsubishi
leather.
Evos.
Sunroof. Yeah. Loaded.
Hey, John, I got a 15 Benz, blah, 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 blah. I'll buy it. But that's not,
you're not going to like it.
Gave 100. I'm going to hit you at 75.
Right.
You're not going to be happy.
You're not going to like me.
I like cars that make people happy.
Right.
And that's the ones that where they get more than they thought they had coming.
What about a Tahoe LTZ?
they
not really heavy miles. Mm-hmm. Those that you would like to buy one of those, wouldn't you?
130 and back, 140 yeah. and back. The yeah. new body style Tahoes mm-hmm. and Suburbans, 07s and up. Mm-hmm. Yes. Old body style Escalades, yes. Old body style Escalade trucks, Avalanches, yes. That's what is on my brain is category cars that I know I can overpay for and everybody likes me. Mm-hmm. I like cars that make friends.
I guess. That's all these cool Mustangs.
When you call me with a car that, you know, I mean, what would we buy? That M6, a 15 M6.
Oh, God,
we beat
yeah.
Texas Direct by $1,000. We beat CarMax by $4,000. We beat the BMW dealer by $1,000. And
it's like $70,000.
But the guy
something.
Was still bitching.
Really?
Oh, of course.
Why?
Because he just gave $120,000.
Oh, well, that's not my
now
problem.
It's worth $70,000.
Yeah.
See, I mean, you're still an a-hole. When right. Even though you outbid everybody, you're right. still a jerk. Oh, you're stealing it. You're stealing it. You know what? Every time somebody tells me that. I'm stealing one, mm-hmm. I lose money. And I hate y'all that tell you, oh, you're stealing it. Actually, I'm inclined to the next person that says that. You know what? You're right. Here you go.
Have it back.
Because when they say I'm stealing it,
something's
I mean,
wrong.
9 times out of 10, I take a hit.
Yeah, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Give it back.
You're stealing it. Brady, he keeps saying, like, when he's on the road with me, you stole that one. I'm like, you shut up.
He doesn't know
because
yet.
You don't know what you're talking
no,
about.
Yeah,
right?
He doesn't
you
know.
Told me I stole that Escalade. I still got that damn thing. Did you take it to San Antonio?
Yes.
Yeah.
That drives, no,
it's a great
you sold
car.
It. I think you sold it, didn't you?
I
this
hope.
Week, yeah.
I, no, what did I lose perfect. It? 2 dimes?
Oh, yeah. You lost money on it,
yeah.
though. There was nothing wrong with that thing.
When I bought it, like you know, Brady looked at me.
How much?
You stole that.
Oh, really?
How much
yeah,
was it?
I stole it. That's why I lost $2,000. Yeah.
Wow.
In that damn Denali truck, the white one that ran 3 times, never had any money, and I finally punted it last week. When I, as soon as the hammer dropped, he looked at me. He goes, you stole that. And I'm like, yeah.
He also said you stole that. There was a Toyota... bronze Toyota Tundra or something like that. Oh, this is a steal. This is a steal.
Yeah. Is Brady listening?
Y'all need to shut up. I don't. If he's listening, great.
He's
young.
He's
a great guy.
Yeah, he's young.
He's got a good feel for the market, but that is the kiss of death when somebody tells me I stole something.
So shush.
I would rather overpay for the right car than steal the wrong car in your eyes.
Gotcha.
I'll let me all day long. 800-BEVETS. We're coming into vet season. Sports cars are heating up. Mustangs are coming back.
I was going to ask you about Mustangs. I saw a new it's a beautiful black GT Mustang. Must be brand new. When you buy a car like that these days, does it hold more value when if you have a stick or auto? Automatic.
Auto.
Automatic?
Yeah, chicks
always
don't
better.
Like sticks.
Okay, so it's the resale is higher.
Now, if it's a Shelby, though.
A GT500?
Yeah.
No, okay, we had a Hellcat the other day. So, I give me the VIN. Mm-hmm. Comes in.
Give me the VIN.com.
We hit him at 63 or 64. Okay. Say it was 64.
I think it was 4.
I think it was 4. 200-mile Hellcat.
Yeah, 200
you know what
miles.
The guy said when I bought it?
What?
You stole it.
Stole it.
You stole
bright
it.
Bright green.
Bright green.
I mean, it's
all the good things.
200 miles. It was playing Uchi Wally Wally Bang Bang on the radio.
Miles?
John, how much money did you
okay, so
company
I ran
make off that?
Week one.
Right.
Big crowd. You know what it brought? What? 61.
Wow.
No sale.
Big crowd, though. Yeah.
I get on the horn, start trying to lay it down to dealers. Oh, if it had an automatic, then I'd give 67. Okay,
so
cool.
So it's a stick.
Yeah, but it's a Hellcat. It's a race car.
Right.
If it had a sunroof, I'd give it. These line bastards always, you have the wrong thing every time. Okay, so you're not going to get me out of it. What do you take for it? 64 is what I gave. Oh, if it had an automatic, I call my buddies at Texas Direct. Oh, you know, if it had an automatic. Okay, all right. Yeah, enough of you people.
Okay.
So I rerun it through my auction lane, and it gets to 63.2.
Okay.
And I punt that biatch.
Okay.
So I lost a dime. I lost $1,000. You got to pay yourself these transports.
Right,
we got people. We got overhead, brother.
We got people.
I lost $1,500 on screwing that car.
Okay.
That I stole. Every time somebody tells me I stole something, I lose $1,000 minimum.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah, I'm going to punch you in the face. If you tell me I stole, I'm going to punch you in the face or give it back. 800-800-7234.
So I'll buy my automatic.
Larry the cable guy.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm not going to steal it. I'm going to pay for it.
I was listening to y'all on the air. I had sent in the Give Me the VIN thing on the website not long ago, and I never got an answer back.
Oh.
I figured I would call.
Android?
Well, yeah, what kind of phone do you handle? What did you push it with an Android phone?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the problem. That is the common denominator.
How many times have you been
How many times do I have to hear it for me to do something about it? I call the programmers. Nope. Look at the history. Yes, I believe you. Okay, we got a 10 Equinox with 70,000 miles. Is it leather or
all leather.
All leather. Is it navigation and or sunroof?
Yeah, both.
So it's an LTZ?
It's top of the line for that model, everything you can have on it.
So it's an LTZ?
Yes.
Okay. What color?
Like a maroonish red color.
It is an LTZ. I'm bidding it as an LTZ. Okay. I just want to make sure, because if it's an LT and not an LTZ, it's worth less, and I don't want you to tell me, well, you said you were trying to steal it. I like it. Okay. If you went a while back and you've been thinking about selling this car that long, then you're ready to sell it, right?
Correct.
What will you take for it? Not what do you want for it. We all want what we gave. What will you take for it? What do you think? What were you expecting me to say would be a top-of-the-money wholesale offer that you'll take for it?
Well, I don't have any idea. That's what I was calling. If my wife's vehicle, if she don't want to pay on it anymore, she wants a different vehicle.
What does she owe?
I'm at Home Depot.
Okay. I mean, did y'all call and get a bank payoff? Do you have an estimate?
Yeah, I don't even have any idea.
I think it's a 10 grand rig.
All right.
That's what I think. It's a 10 Equinox, right? LTZ. Average MMR on it's 9,400. I'm giving 10 grand. I don't know what else I could do. I mean, so put me down for 10. And go back to on the Give Me the VIN page, if you click email JCW. That will go straight to my email. And you can say, hey, John.
She has Apple iPhone, so I'll do it on her phone when I get the phone.
And that's
disappointing.
That's disappointing. Thanks for letting us know our stuff's not working. All right. 800-800-7234.
Please press any digit to connect your call.
800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO is the call-in number. I mean, 50% of the devices are Android, aren't they?
I would say probably, yeah.
So you think our customer flow would double if we got it fixed?
I would say yes.
That's a big number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a big number.
Do you think we should just advertise more just to get more iPhone people? Do you think iPhone people have more money than Android people?
No.
I do.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I think a lot of people buy iPhones because they think it's cool. And then you get it and you go,
I'm going to go with the demographic of an iPhone user. I bet the average cost of car of an iPhone user is $3,000 higher than the average cost of car of an Android user.
That'd be an interesting.
And I bet the Republican more on the iPhone than the Android.
No.
I'm going to go the other way.
No. It's more liberal than iPhone.
I was
going to
go liberal Democrat. Yeah.
Nah, see, that was Apple computer. You're getting Apple computer and Apple phones.
But most that are used Apple computers are also using iPhones. I mean, not all of them. Everybody does.
Agreed, but that was a very small amount.
So you're
in
saying
the beginning.
Republicans make more money?
Yes. Yeah, because they're more into it. Well, that's why they're Republican. That's why they're fighting taxes. That's the whole deal. It's not that they're Republican. They're on the party that police charges less taxes on the money we make.
Yeah.
That's what it should be called, the police charges less taxes party.
I like that. I like that. Come on.
They probably believe in Democratic views more than they do Republican views, but they'll vote Republican because they don't want to pay.
Gotcha.
I do. That's me anyway.
And I don't want to take my guns either. Don't take my guns.
Don't take my guns from me, buddy.
This gun thing's getting a lot.
It's ridiculous.
It's I think Obama said it correct, that he's the best thing for the NRA and best thing for gun sales.
Oh, I've said before, I put it on Facebook, why didn't I buy a gun store the minute he got elected?
Jim Pruitt went out of business this 2 years ago.
He went out of business?
Yeah, he closed her down.
I didn't know
Jim Pruitt's
why?
Guns and ammo. Maybe business wasn't good.
Well, he's also
that'd be a reason to go out of business. 87
years old.
Well,
he's
maybe
not
that's
87,
it.
Oh, he's Jim, like 63.
No, don't. Oh, please. You're talking about he was in his 50s 30 years ago.
Yeah, he was pretty old when we were talking.
30 years ago,
we had him
mid-80s
on the air.
At the Eagle. When I was at the Eagle in Dallas, that's when he and Stevens and Pruitt were at the Eagle.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. He's gone as his memory, because he told me he'd take $25,000 to $35,000 for his GTO judge, and then he came back to me and told me $55,000.
Oh, wow.
Like, Jim, that's a big swing, dog.
Jim's well into his 70s. He may just be retiring.
Well, he damn sure forgot about what he wanted for his
He picked the wrong time to retire from a gun store. I wish I had bought it from
him. Or did he? Maybe somebody paid top money for that
place. Hey, speaking of, do we have a GTO? And I know I bought it. Did it go to auction or go to the office?
It's supposed to scheduled for the auction. Okay, I've not seen it yet, but...
All right. 800-800-7234-800-800-RADIO.
Radio.
Did he tell you he closed the store?
Yes.
Okay.
For sure.
All right, I'm just seeing it's Jim Pruitt's. Oh, there it is. It's gone. You're right.
Mark, good morning. 92ZR1. Vet.
Ah, here's the vet.
You there?
Correct. Yep, go ahead.
How many miles?
54,000.
How long have you had it?
I've had it about 6 years.
Okay, it's a 90. I thought the ZR1s were 91. It's 92?
No, they're from 90 to 95.
They're all six speeds, right?
Excuse me?
They're all stick shifts, right? All the ZRs?
Yeah, six speeds.
All right, I'm glancing through a book to get a book value, and I'm not finding it, and that's why I was wondering. Because it should be separate. It should be separate. There's a vet and then a ZR1, and that's two different deals.
Correct.
What do you want for this car?
I'm looking to get 15, 16, somewhere in there.
I need a VIN number because I'm not pulling it up right. So I'm going to put you on hold and get the VIN. Do you have the VIN number handy?
No, I don't. I'm driving my other vehicle right now.
You sound like you're down by the bayou, dog. Where are you from? You're down there in bayou country, aren't you?
Yes. I mean, I live in Houston for the last 15 years, but I'm from what we call down the bayou.
Which city?
La Rose, Louisiana.
I don't know where that is. Okay, I found a ZR1 and a 91, and if you go to 92, it goes away. That option goes away.
No, negative. It goes all the way to 94 is the ZR1.
Okay. Now you're right. Now I see this. It's got 50 to 15. Hang on just a second. How nice is this car on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, good 8.
Okay. I think you want retail for it. I'm looking at a market report now. I think you want retail for it with 50. I'm not saying it won't do that retail, but I can't give that and make any money.
Okay.
But I could
what
get...
What are you thinking?
12 and a half.
Yeah, that's how I figured, 12, 14 wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any C7s like 2014, 2015 vets?
I know where a Z06 is with 1,800 miles, if you want to spend that much money. It's a 15.
No, I don't want to spend $75,000.
Well, how much do you want to spend?
Oh, I'm thinking around 50.
Okay. Well, we'll work on it. I don't really sell cars to the public. I just buy, but go to givemethevin.com. Take pictures of this car, push it up. Let me see how close to your figure I can get, and then I'll point you in the direction of a new body.
Sound like a winner.
Thank you, sir. 800-800-7234. My name's John Clay Wolf. We buy cars right here. Go Texans, beat the Chiefs. 3:35 today on your local station.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show. God,
800-800-7234. Look, you people are waking up. Okay, here's a car I should make this guy happy with. William, are you a happy person?
I am happy. I'm very happy. I'm very blessed with what I have.
Are you a realist on an 05 Toyota Sequoia with not 50,000 miles, not 100,000 miles, but 154,000 miles?
Yeah, no, look, it's 154,000 miles with some very good service done by the Toyota dealership with all the maintenance. But it's been a well-maintained car.
Mm-hmm.
How that correlates to the value is the reason why I'm calling you today.
Agreed. Okay, is it an SR5 or a Limited?
SR5.
Cloth or leather?
Cloth.
$5,500.
$5,500, okay.
Damn.
Did I buy a Toyota Sequoia with 154,000 miles that's been well-maintained?
I think you probably did. Yes, sir.
I think I hit it harder than Joe Lewis.
Boom.
Hit Muhammad Ali.
That ball is out.
That's fine.
Here.
I should. I mean, I'm supposed to get that car bought. We're good. $5,500. I could put you on hold, and you can talk to one of my guys, or you can just go to the website and load this stuff in. Your decision.
Yeah, look, I've already loaded the stuff in. You can see a couple pictures there. But yeah, I do appreciate it.
Did they already send you an offer letter?
They did not. I just put it out there. And
okay.
Said, hey, I'll just
perfect.
Call if I can hear myself on the radio. And
perfect.
That's the reason why I'm here.
They're listening on the radio down in the buyer's office right now, so they know what we just talked about. I'm assuming it's a straight, nice car as described, and we're good. We're solid. Thank you. 800-800-7234. Ian.
Yeah.
He's got him a GTR. He's got him a GTR.
Mm, little GTR.
He's a rich hot rodder.
You better shut him down.
These cars are expensive, dude. They're expensive. Okay, what
yes,
what hurts this car bad is vehicle history reports. Does it have any accident history on the Carfax or AutoCheck?
Nothing. It's a clean Carfax.
Okay. What color?
It's gray.
All right. You know these cars better than I. I know the market on them, but you know the options. What were the? Was it a one sticker price in 2012, or did they change? Were there options, highs and lows?
There's a premium and a black edition.
Right. And which one do you have?
I have the premium.
Why can I not find this in my system here? Hang on, because I got to look it up. It's a GTR. It's a GTR. It's a 2012 GTR, and I cannot find it. I bought one the other day. It was a 14.
Some hold music for you.
Hang on. I'm going to go to this other deal real quick and look.
Thank you for calling the John Clay Wolf Show.
Yeah,
Your business is very important to us. Please stand by, and one of our sales representatives will be right back with you.
One of our
Thank
buyers.
You for calling. Your time is very important.
Toyota.
At GiveMeTheVIN.com,
hang the hell
we
on.
Buy millions of cars. Just snap two pictures.
4Runner Avalon, Camry, Corolla, FJ Highlander, Matrix, Prius, RAV4. You sure it's a 2012?
Positive.
Well, hang on. Okay, JD, I think I just had a moment of, before you tell me how stupid I am, I just realized it, Ian, I think I just had a moment of showing my age.
Senior
mom. I've heard that when you get to 43, you start losing it just a little bit.
I don't remember
And
that.
I just lost it. I'm all over the Toyota brand.
Yeah.
This is not a Toyota. This is a Nissan.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
Oops.
Oh, man.
Senior moment.
A senior moment.
Brought to you by the John Clay Wolf Show.
Yeah, it's not a Toyota.
You've done this before, right, John?
No.
A couple times.
Yeah, okay.
Why? And that's also a function of being such a VIN whore.
Oh, yeah.
We've all turned into such VIN whores that we forgot what we're even looking at. We're just, give me the VIN. And we take the VIN, we dump it into our system, and it tells us what it is.
There
so we don't even have to know.
You're reliant on the technology. It's like anyone knowing anybody's phone number
anymore. I don't
even
know what brand a GTR is, but I'm willing to make a good offer, and that's what matters. That's sad.
I don't know what I'm buying, but I'll buy it. Sure.
That's ridiculous. Okay, how many miles? 22. And it's great.
22,785.
50 grand.
Woo! Wee! Man, that's a lot of money.
Does 50 work?
That's way too low, John.
What's it take to buy it?
It would probably take at least 60.
See, and the reason I started low on you... is because these guys with these fancy-ass cars, their thinking is in the clouds, always. And there's no way, no matter what I say, is going to make them happy out of the gate. So, yeah, did I hit you low out of the gate? I did. I'm guilty. I did. I gave you what I like to call a reaction figure.
Uh-huh.
I throw out a figure.
See how he does?
And I get a reaction.
See how he does?
All right.
See what he does?
It would take at least 60.
He scoffed.
At least. See, now he doesn't even want to take 60. Well... What do you?
I can negotiate.
Is it your daily driver?
Yes, sir. Currently.
So if I bought this from you right now for 60, which I'm not, so you're in no threat. But what would you drive?
I would probably buy.
You answer my question.
Just a daily driver for now.
Yes, yeah, so, I mean you don't have you couldn't sell it to me today yet. You're not ready to because this is your car to drive, right? You would have to drive this car to go get your new car.
Yes, sir.
So what's going to happen on this deal is you're going to trade this car in. No matter what I say, you're going to trade this car in. And I tell you why is because you're going to get a tax credit on the trade-in. And when you're jacking with $60,000 worth of tax credit, that's 6.25%. So they've got a leg up on me. I'm a 58 buyer is what I believe I am. And here's what I want you to do. When you get to the dealership and you start negotiating on trade and they hit you at $55,000, and you can say, I got it sold to Wolf for more than that. And they say, how much is Wolf going to give? You just say, I'm not telling you. You tell me your best, best, best. And then you go to my website, click email John, and say, well, John, this is, you know, Ian from the radio. I got this GTR. I got X amount offered. I can tell you if I can. But see, I got to beat it by more than that. What's going to happen here is I've got to buy it from that dealership for you because so you can get your tax credit. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
So go to givemethevin.com.
So go ahead. You're going to get close to your number. You're going to get there with your tax credit for sure. So start your deal and then bring me into the deal after you get into the deal. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Go.
That's kind of why I was calling you.
Go get them. Go get them. You're on the right mark there. All right. 800-800-7234-800-800-RADIO.
Good point.
The Foo Fighters. Let's go outside. Right here on ESPN Rocker.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. I'm tired.
Taking a break. Hey, did you hear about the Houston car salesman that got kidnapped during a test drive?
I did, and that is a very good story. We're going to get that on the flip side. That's a good one. All right, we'll be right back. My name is John Clay Wolf. Forgive me the VIN, V-I-N, vehicle identification number. You can call in now at 800-800-RADIO or just go to the website. GiveMeTheVIN.com. We buy cars over. We're a .com car buyer. You're never going to meet us. We're never going to meet you unless you live in Fort Worth and you're going to come to our office. But we do it. We're like Amazon. We do it all online. Send a driver to your home with a check. We'll make your payoff. We'll pay off your payoff. We'll do the whole deal from your underwear and your bathrobe. My name is John Clay Wolf, and I buy cars from people in their underwear. We'll be right back.